and welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioroletta, Managing Editor of Channel Marketer Report, and today we're being joined by David Gossman, CEO of PC America. During today's podcast, David will share insights into PC America's partnerships with Doc Popcorn and Tasty Delight, and how his company has made market headway with optimal sales and marketing tactics. Before we start the Q&A, I'd like to tell our listeners a bit about Channel Marketer Report and PC America. Channel Marketer is the newest blog from G3 Communications, publisher of Demand Gen Report and Retail Touchpoints. Channel Marketer's mission is to provide insight on trends and challenges within sales and marketing within the channel. We cover topics including demand generation, content marketing tactics, social media within the channel, channel measurement, new industry partnerships, and solution spotlights. PC America is a provider of digital point-of-sale solutions for a number of industries, including retail, restaurant, fuel, and hospitality, for more than 25 years. The company's award-winning software packages, Restaurant Pro Express, Cash Register Express, and Cash Register Express Fuel Edition, are used by more than 50,000 clients worldwide. The company is a certified vendor of the Retail Solutions Providers Association and winner of the 2010 Innovative Solutions Award. David Gossman has acted as CEO and co-owner of PC America since 2004. David's strategic focus and industry expertise has helped him forge partnerships with household names such as Dell, HP, and Epson, driving PC America's growth over the last decade. His day-to-day responsibilities include new business development, directing sales and marketing initiatives, and formulating new concepts for product development and enhancement. And now, without further delay, welcome, David, and thanks again for joining us.
Hi, Alicia. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Excellent. So, as I highlighted in the introduction, you've helped develop PC America's brand and have solidified partnerships with notable OEMs in the space. So, in today's competitive channel landscape, what are some top tips for optimizing partnerships and developing hard-hitting marketing strategies that really resonate?
PC America, you know, we really have a narrow focus on what we do. So we're strictly point of sale, and we don't really dabble in other areas. So for us, I think it actually kind of puts us in a good spot to work with different OEMs because, you know, a lot of them are a little bit larger, and they specialize in numerous different areas, and we have a laser focus on what we do. So for us, what we really do to establish those relationships and get those partnerships going is we first work on finding synergy. So we know what we do very well, and we look at what partner or potential partners out there are doing and what other OEMs are doing, and we try to find, in our way, how we can craft a solution that would benefit both of us. So once you find that synergy, you have something that you can do and use to approach an OEM or different partners out there within the channel and say, hey, we have this great idea. It really involves what you do, and it also involves what we do, and we're special at what we do. So, you know, what we do is we come to them with ideas, and we show them our capabilities that are could very well be out of scope for them since they don't have that laser focus that we have. And we tell them, you know, hey, this is what we can do together to be successful together. And it's really worked well for us.
Excellent. And, you know, PC America has developed a reputation for working with a number of retailers and restaurant chains. And to that end, Doc Popcorn recently announced its implementation of the PC America Restaurant Pro Express solution, which is great news for you guys. So can you tell us a bit about how this partnership came about?
Absolutely. You know, as actually it's going to be one of the best stories you can get, we were referred by another chain that we had worked with that had a good working relationship with Doc Popcorn. You know, because a lot of times, you know, the executives of one chain are friends of the executives of another chain. They have connections, and, you know, if we do good work for one, then that'll help us get an introduction to another. So that was really, really great, and I'm just very happy that we were so good with the first chain. You know, really, we do work with a variety of different businesses, some chains, some independents. We don't just work on the products that we offer and sell to them, but we really work on that relationship with our client. You know, we spend a lot of time not just telling them about our products. We really probably spend more time looking at their business as a whole and seeing what their business does. And to us, it helps us ensure that the products that we're offering are going to fit well into their environment with minimal adjustment. I'm never a big fan of us coming in and saying, hey, we have the solution. You have to completely change your business to start using it. We're here to try to enhance their business. And I really think because we spend so much time with their customers and learning about their business and as much time on that as teaching them about our products, it really gets that partnership tight with our clients and helps us earn referrals like we got in this case.
Excellent. And you know, you touched on getting to know the company and its model and how the company works, which is a huge, huge factor. But are there any specific marketing strategies that you guys implemented to help foster the relationship more? Or how did you sort of reaffirm that PC America provided what the company wanted and needed out of a partnership?
You know, we take another unique approach with our marketing message. We don't really take our product and say, hey, this is what we think it's good at, and you know, you should go ahead and buy it. We take input from our existing clients, and we actually formulate our marketing, and we evolve our marketing based on the feedback we get from our clients. So if we developed a really good module in our software and we thought it was good for something, and we market it that way, but once it's in a few clients' hands, they're saying, hey, it's really good, but it's really helping us in this fashion, we're going to evolve our marketing message so we can really portray what that is. And, you know, if clients have told us what features they're using and how it's helped their business, we have the confidence both in our marketing and our sales teams to say that it's not just a compelling message from our part, but we have real use cases to back it up. You know, for example, Doc Popcorn, they're one of the more compact clients we work with as far as counter space. So they have like a really unique operation. They have, you know, some storefronts and some carts, and they're in a very, you know, unique compact space. So we learned how we can take some of the functionality and also the hardware partners that we go to market with and market it in that fashion to that type of client. So instead of, for example, saying the Epson printer or the Elo touchscreen were great units, we're able to say because they're so compact, they can serve this type of business really, really well.
Excellent. And you know, you touched on a big component, which is sort of tweaking the marketing message based on company need, which kind of helps push prospects along and brings them over into sales. So, you know, the channel is a very complex environment. So due to your experience working within a channel model, what are the top trends or issues OEMs and VARs alike need to address in this day and age? Are there any tips or solutions you recommend regarding these specific trends? Or what are the top things people within the channel need to know, basically?
One of the most visible trends that we're seeing within our industry is really going to be that move to mobility, which is really kind of shaking up a lot of different things right now, because the marketing approach and the sales approach with clients when you get to mobility is completely different. A lot of people think that point of sale is these stationary terminals that never move, and you know, customers go to a line and get rung up. And we're seeing more and more of this trend towards mobility and point of sale happening away from a physical register and happening around the store. And that's really a big difference for not just us as far as a development company, because you know, it's really what we do is we develop software, but also we look at our responsibility as a solutions provider and you know, how that whole thing goes out there. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting seeing this mobility trend, because we need to adjust our marketing so our customers have the confidence that we can handle these, you know, mobile aspects of a business and advance them that way into the future, but still give them the comfort that all the functionality they were getting with our system and our reputation in the past is still available in such a fashion. So it's tricky for us to bring that into our marketing message in a very cohesive fashion, and at the same time, B, for us to teach our VARs and our partners and collaborate with the different OEM partners out there how to market that message together, because a lot of them are coming out with their own hardware products. We have our software products, and you really have to work on tightening up that message together.
Excellent. And to that end, obviously, PC America has announced the availability of mobile POS products and services. So how are PC America marketers really promoting and pushing out this offering? Are there any specials or incentives or any specific marketing tactics PC America has used to kind of pique interest and participation in making that move to mobile?
It's a great question, and you know, for us, I've always really tried to keep our marketing message just really straightforward and give a practical representation of our technology. I mean, when you get into this mobile stuff, a lot of it actually is really cool, and it's very innovative, and people really like to hear it and see what it is and what it can do, but we don't like to exaggerate. We like to try to capture some of those great pieces of functionality and some of that great innovation, but represent it in like a really straightforward fashion. So for example, the mobility products that we tend to introduce are really around increasing efficiency, taking operations that you can already do within your business in most cases, but away from a computer so you can serve customers more hand-in-hand, more personally, save time. As an example, our tableside ordering solution that we're releasing, which allows you to take orders and take payment at the table, it can be a huge boost for productivity. You can take an order at the table and with pictures, and just represent to customers what they can expect out of the solution and translate innovation into that, but not have any exaggeration at the same time.
Excellent. And obviously we're talking about the power of mobile and how the channel is sort of turning into a mobilized industry almost. So social media is something else that's sort of coming into the forefront as a way for OEMs and partners to sort of communicate and develop more partnerships. So does PC America have any form of social media strategy in place? Do you tap into social at all to reach out to customers and potential clients? And if so, what are some how-tos or best practices you can tell our listeners about regarding making the move to social, since that's sort of a tricky area for some people?
You know, it's tricky, and it's tricky in a lot of different respects. A lot of people are afraid to get into social because they're afraid to encounter their customers in a very open forum like that. And it's actually really interesting, and to me, it's really exciting because we really like talking to our customers at a very personal level. So, you know, we've really worked to diversify where and how we communicate with our clients and partners. You know, a lot of people are on social networks. That's a fact. People are also been on internet forums for years, which are really kind of another form of social network in a way. Often not referred to it as that, but they in reality are. And we just look to find out where people are talking about point of sale, and we want to be part of the conversation. Internet forums, we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn. We don't just go out there and talk about our products. We try to actually interact with people in the industry, whether they be resellers and VARs, whether they be OEMs and manufacturers, and just collaborate on what's going on. So a lot of times VARs may ask a question about a system that is not ours and they'll ask for advice. We just go out and we try to give the advice and we try to participate and help the channel as a whole be successful and spread our knowledge out there. And generally in those situations, you know, you get some really rewarding results because if you're there to collaborate and help and discuss, your knowledge gets out there and people come to respect that. And when they do have a need for a type of product, you know, that they're looking for, that we have, they tend to come to us at that point because they've seen us out there. They've seen us having dialogue. So really, I think it's been a very important area and very successful. And we've been working hard. I'm actually doing some writing for some industry publications within point of sale and actually teaching resellers what they can do with social networks for their own business. Not just looking at what we do, looking at what they do, and looking how they can even bring these tools as a service to their customers, which would be the retailers and the restaurants, to make their marketing message more effective and spread throughout social channels.
Great. So you think social media is really the go-to strategy for the future in terms of communicating with partners, increasing mind share, and really being seen as a thought leader in the channel?
I think it's a really important area to be in. To me, nothing will ever replace face-to-face personal communications. But, you know, at the same time, you don't have that opportunity with everybody. So as far as getting your messaging out there, it's a really great, effective way to do it, and I think it's here to stay.
Excellent. Great, David. Well, you really provided some great insight on PC America's marketing strategy and overall methodology as a company and basically what channel marketers can adopt as customers grow more fluent in mobile and social activities. So thank you again so much for taking the time out to join us. And thanks everyone out there listening to this episode of Channel Chat. Have a great day.